Listen. I can hear the birds singing so beautifully, deep divers. That's a great sign. That means everything is going to be all right. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation. Everything is aligning for you and you're going to be all right. Oh, I'm so relieved, Ralph. Just some reassurance your way. Just some reassurance your way, deep divers, because let's face it, the world has turned into a madhouse. Yes. So let's just breathe and keep calm. The tipping point has arrived, deep divers. Prepare yourself emotionally for what's coming. Now, what is a tipping point? It is when you have a series of small changes or incidents which become significant enough to create larger or more important changes. And this is where we have arrived on the planet. Because of this global pandemic, a lot of small things have been happening at a very steady rate. And this has led to a tipping point, and we're seeing it. For example, with the mental health of children all around the world, as a psychologist, depression rates are up. Anxiety rates are up. In fact, there is even something called COVID anxiety syndrome. That's the tipping point. You see, everything that we've gone through is going to lead to something else. And we're seeing it right now. People are now starting to say, oh my gosh, what is the world turning into? People were fast asleep. They woke up and they found themselves in a prison. And right now we've reached that tipping point where people are like, oh my gosh, we got to do something about this. And this is why it feels like the end. Because what feels like the end is nothing more than a new beginning in disguise. For the butterfly to be born, the caterpillar has to die. And that's what's happening to humanity. And we have to embrace this new beginning and not see it as the end, but as a period of transformation, as this metamorphosis where we can choose what we become in this situation. There's a lesson to be learned from everything that has been happening. One, never take your freedoms for granted. Two, don't distract yourself. Pay attention to what's happening. Otherwise, you just might wake up in 1984. Three, the power is with the people. It always has been. It's just that the people have been divided. Now people are starting to say, wait a minute, because of this tipping point, we need to reconnect with our soul family, our soul tribe. We need to put aside our differences of religion, race, ethnicity, nationality, because we are all in this together. You see, the people who run this matrix, or entities, that's better, who run this matrix, they all work together and they all work in cahoots with each other. All the governments all around the world work together because it's the one force that is controlling humanity. And now people are starting to wake up because of this tipping point to say, wait a minute, let's put aside our differences, our egos, and let's come together. And what you're seeing all around the world is people standing up for their freedoms, standing up for the freedoms of their children, coming together. And it's beautiful. In a world of 7.8 billion people, nobody should be alone. Should be isolated. Slow motion this side. It's all starting to make sense. The tipping point. Prepare yourself emotionally for what's coming. People are now starting to realize, what are we doing? What is our future? As they transform the world and slowly move human beings into artificial intelligence, QR codes, green passes, microchips in your hand, people are now starting to say, wait a minute, I'm going to choose my humanity, being human, over this artificial insanity. People are now starting to realize that, oh my gosh, we've been led somewhere into a trap all along. From the moment you were born, you have been getting ready to just assimilate into this system, just to get along with this system. Never question this system. The tipping point has arrived because people are now starting to see the writing on the wall. I want you to go and take a look at Plato's cave, that story. You see, they believed everything they were seeing on the wall was reality, until one of them went outside the cave and started to realize it was only the shadows. When you realize that this is the tipping point that's happening, people are now seeing the writing on the wall. They're now starting to say, wait a minute, I have to question everything. Why would the same people who have been trying to control me from the moment of birth give me the key to my freedom right now? The tipping point is when people are now realizing all the media we have been getting is biased. Why? Because it's owned by two asset management companies, BlackRock and Vanguard, control all the media worldwide. So of course, the media has an agenda, not to tell you the truth, but to tell you what they want you to believe in. So this is why people are now starting to distrust the mainstream media, the news, to say, wait a minute, we are being lied to. So what else are we being lied to about? This is the tipping point that's happening. You see, they thought you were stupid, but now they're realizing human beings aren't that stupid. And this is why their plan is not working. It's because human beings worldwide are coming out of this state of amnesia. I told you, with a great conjunction, December 21st, 2020, that signified a new consciousness on the planet. Us ascending to the fifth dimension where love reigns supreme. It was no longer about living in fear. It was all about letting love guide you, not fear. And this is where millions of people are moving to. And this is why we're living in amazing times. I've got great hopes. Why? Because I know love wins in the end. Why? Because I know human beings are not as stupid as they think they are. Why? Because I know you can never ever lock down the human spirit. This is the tipping point that's happening. People are now starting to realize, I've got to have a plan B. I've got to say, wait a minute, I can't just expect my job to take care of me, because what happens if they lock down the world again? I'm going to be stuck. So the tipping point has happened that people are now saying, wait a minute, I have to do for self. I have to have an online business. I have to be able to grow my own fruits and vegetables somewhere. I have to have a plan to go off the grid if I have to. I can't be so addicted to this social media, because what happens if they pull the plug on Facebook and Instagram again? Am I going to be okay? Do I have real friends? This is the tipping point. It's forced everyone to question everything and also say, how are we living? Is this how we came to live on the planet? To live in a state of fear? To live wearing face masks 24/7? To be treated like second-class citizens if you don't have a green pass? No. And this is the tipping point. Humanity is now getting its voice back. Humanity is now standing up for their freedoms. Humanity is now choosing love over fear. Humanity is now remembering who they really are, which is multidimensional beings having a human experience. And we are the power, limitless beings, just saying. They tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds.